Kiss 96.9 and on the free Kiss app. It's time for our Kiss Cares segment. It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here. And with us today, we have Dr. Rand Wachstock. He is with Compassion Animal Project. This is a nonprofit. Dr. Wachstock, thank you for joining us today. Please tell us about your organization.
Well, we are an initiative that through donations from compassionate individuals and organizations, we help keep families together longer. We give grants to pet owners that require financial assistance to avoid economic euthanasia so that they don't have to put their pets down when they're faced with these trying situations.
Yeah, and this is really important. I just saw a story on the news on Sunday talking about the number of people that have had to release their pets back to a shelter or something because of the pandemic and the rising costs of everything. So this is a very important thing that you guys are doing. How did it get started?
Well, there are a lot of people leaving the veterinary profession through compassion fatigue, and it's just sort of a difficult time for everyone, and we have the skills to cure and treat a lot of these patients, and we just decided that we were going to try to use the skills that we were trained to have and cure these kids instead of putting them down and keep these families together. It's been shown that there's an increase in the physical health and the mental well-being of the family members when pets stay in the homes, and it really just helped our staff, their morale, and it's just such a great feeling to keep these families together rather than, do the unfortunate act of putting them down in these situations.
Yes, and Lee and I are both pet owners. I have a little dog named Spencer, and Lee has a cat named Baxter. And, of course, we argue all the time over what's better, cats or dogs. What's your professional opinion as a veterinarian?
Well, people become attached to all sorts of animals, and I think dogs and cats are great. You know, we have treated pets in my career where someone had a full course of radiation therapy for a squirrel. And you just never know, what someone is going to become attached to and where their emotions are going to lead them.
That's true. That's a very politically correct answer there, Dr. Wachstock. Right. So tell us how people can get involved with your organization, how they can donate to help you all in your work.
Sure. You can go to our website, CompassionAnimalProject.org. And you can read all about our mission there. And there are ways to sign up for our newsletter, to donate, or to volunteer your services. We are affiliated locally with Bluegrass Veterinary Specialists and Animal Emergency. And, patients that are treated there can avail themselves of our services. And anyone in the area that wants to volunteer and be involved in either local fundraisers or if they have other skills that they think would help our organization, they can sign up directly through our website.
Well, that is so awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it and helping us get the word out about our nonprofit organization.
Awesome. All right. Well, coming up, we have Saturday Shenanigans on KISS 96.9.